So a busy morning, but right now we're going to track down Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish joining us. And Gary, good morning. Hope your Friday morning finds you doing well. You know, 42, 43 degree weather really makes us think spring is actually here, Gary.
Yeah, it does. You know, they always say early spring, early Easter, early spring. Well, we have both right now, the way it looks anyway.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in the week on Tuesday, Gary, yourself and Farmers Union members were down in St. Paul. Describe, looks to be a very well-attended day once again.
Yeah, we did. We had a really good turnout. Well, the weather, you know, I'm sure helps a lot too, but we were able to get, you know, members from all corners of the state. That makes a difference, you know, because it's really good, you know, have them come in and we set up meetings with their legislators. And so we had a lot of one-on-one contact, you know, conversations with our members, farmers, with their local legislators. And that, you know, that's good government, you know, and, you know, the majority of the elected officials, they try and do the right thing. And, but, you know, anytime you can put a face in front of them and, you know, actually talk about how issues are affecting you on your farm or in your community, that, you know, really does make a difference, you know, because, you know, government only works well when people are involved.
You know, I've always said to folks going maybe for their first time, I said, you're maybe not going to find an answer or a solution, but at least it's going to start the journey to making that networking, that connection, to maybe possibly see some of those answers down the road, too. You know, everything doesn't happen overnight down there, as we all know.
That's exactly right. You know, when you mentioned that, I can think of the one example, the Grain Identity Fund that Minnesota Farmers Union. We were on that ever since the Porter Elevator filed bankruptcy in 2015, and the session before, we finally got it across the finish line, and really timely too, because we had the one elevator or one company out of Omaha was buying grain up in the Duluth Port up in that area, and they filed bankruptcy. So you know, there's some producers that will be protected by the Grain Identity Fund. So that, you know, as you said, you know, you don't turn it overnight, but it takes time, and you know, you bring ideas forward, and you know that's how it works. You gotta stay at it and stay involved.
Gary, which legislative leaders did you have any address you and members at all? And what was some maybe the messaging that you heard?
Well, we did. You know, we had the lieutenant governor address us in the governor's reception room. So, the majority of our members are in there, and we got to listen to her and took questions. She took questions from a lot of the members. And, you know, that's really what, you know, as issues come forward, and if you have a chance to talk individually, that really, or, you know, it really helps. So, you know, got a visit with the lieutenant governor, and then Elizabeth Odeth, the attorney general, the chief or the lead on the head of the antitrust division within Ellison's office, the attorney general's office. That we had a good visit with her, and you know, there again, we talked about, you know, antitrust division. You know, Farmers Union, we've helped sponsor a fellowship within that office primarily to work on antitrust for about 4 years now. So that's really helped, you know, and, you know, consolation, that really goes back to why one of the reasons Farmers Union got started back in the early 1900s is, you know, farmers aren't getting a fair price for their product to selling it or buying it. So, you know, really, you know, and concentration, we're still facing that today, whether in agriculture probably gets hit the hardest, or whether it's the meat packers, the fertilizer dealers, seed companies, whatever, you know, all the way down the line, and the original equipment manufacturers too, you know, but it really affects everybody. It's, you know, your main street, they're having trouble, you know, competing with the big box stores. So healthcare, you know, just right on the list, concentration is really, you know, an issue in front of all of us.
Gary Wordish joining us, Minnesota Farmers Union president. I think it's felt too as you go through some of our small towns. You know, we always, you know, every town had a supermarket, a drugstore, a feed store, and so on down the road. Now, if you don't have a school, that puts you in a tougher corner too. We're seeing a lot of main streets kind of quiet, and that's the ripple effect of that.
Well, it really is. You know, the population of the state's growing, but you look in the rural community. You know, a lot of our towns within the small towns within the rural communities, the population is probably the same as it was years back, but it's an elderly population. You know, you have less young people, and yeah, that affects the schools. As you know, you said it well, as the school districts disappear, it really does hurt Main Street. And we've made some progress on broadband and that type of stuff, getting it statewide, that has helped some. It's brought some people back to the rural communities when they can with, you know, the broadband capability provides them an opportunity to work in the rural community and provide businesses. So that's one of the things, and I always liken that to the rural electrification, you know, when that happened in, I believe, in 1938, brought electricity to the rural communities. You know, the broadband's equally as important now.
Gary Word is joining us, Minnesota Farmers Union president here this morning on Chasm Radio. Gary, with this year being more of a bonding year, not a budget year, does that change or alter priorities from a Farmers Union perspective at all? Or?
Well, it probably does, you know, because, you know, being it's a bonding year in the state, you know, the recent budget forecast, you know, was definitely improved, but we still have to watch these out years. We still have to be concerned on the spending, so... But, you know, I know we'll be focused, and I've already testified on the farmer lender mediation bill, you know, that to extend that again. And that's an important, farmer lender mediation got started in the 80s farm crisis, and, you know, we need to keep extending that because right now it is a farm crisis. You know, it's run through the Minnesota Extension and the Department of Ag, and the numbers of applied for mediation are dramatically increased over the last few years already. So, you know, we know as the farmers are dealing with low prices and high input costs, the squeeze is there, and you know, the crisis is definitely there. So that's one thing, you know. And then the bonding authority for the rural finance authority, I sit on that board along with a few others, and that, you know, the rural finance authority is run primarily to help small beginning farmers get started, but it also has got some disaster provisions in them to help people in various disasters. So that's a couple of things that we'll be working on, but you know, it's more or less just keeping in line and supporting agriculture within there. There won't be dollars spent, but the bonding is, you know, is important, and that's you know, hopefully the both sides will come together and come up with a bonding bill that does invest back in Minnesota.
You know, Gary, too, finally, hats off to you and your staff too. I don't think there's a week that goes by where you don't see a member, you know, testifying in front of some sort of committee on some sort of topic. And that's what it takes, too. It's kind of that education role, too, because we all know there's not many of those linked directly to agriculture that serve the state.
Well, it really is. You know, and, you know, you mentioned that. I know we'll be Justin from our office will be testifying, I think, yesterday or today, for, you know, anyway, on the pricing, on the pricing on the, you know, the internet, or not internet, but you know, that's there again. That's where you got your big box stores. As he's held meetings around the state, listening to business owners, you know, they can't buy various supplies. They can buy it cheaper by going to the box store versus getting it from their old supply network. Well, there again, how can small businesses survive? So we'll be testifying on. There's a couple bills put forward to kind of try and put a hold on that type of stuff. So it, you know, it's a challenge, and we got. Big money seems like it has a way of talking, but that's, you know, the importance of people actually visiting with the legislators and stuff. It does make a difference. It can be frustrating sometimes, but it does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Gary Word is joining us, Minnesota Farmers Union president here this morning. Gary, sure appreciate your time. Thanks for getting up early to join us here this morning. We'll stay in touch, and have yourself a good Friday today, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. It was good talking to you.